You're listening to SBS News.
Known collectively in Canberra as the Millennials, 10 senators and 13 members of parliament born between 1981 and 1996 are the faces and voices of generational change in the Australian parliament. Elected in May, 34-year-old Annika Wells is the youngest woman in the House of Representatives.
I was born while this building was being constructed. 2019 is the first year in which we have more Australians born after 1980 than before, and more millennials in the workforce than baby boomers and Gen Xers combined. Yet we form only 10% of this parliament. Millennials will be left dealing with the consequences of the choices that this parliament makes. More millennials need a seat at the table. This table.
The Queensland Labor MP decided to run for Parliament as she nursed her newborn daughter during President Trump's inauguration.
I had this sort of very lightning bolt moment where I was holding Celeste. I had my IV hooked in my hospital bed, and I was watching coverage of his swearing in on the TV, and I thought, I have taken a lot of things for granted and I'm just not going to do that anymore.
She says she wants to use her positive experience to encourage more young Australians to stand for Parliament so they can contribute to decisions on issues like climate change. She says that's something their generation will ultimately have to live with.
Australia has a covenant of trust that one generation will look after the next. And our generation stands at risk of being the first not to experience that, and I don't think that we want that, and I also don't think that the older generations want to be the ones who have caused that. But it means that we have to sort of properly address the structural inequality faced by our generation, and my frustration in the parliament is that we're not even close to doing that at the moment. But that's why I'm here.
At 31, fellow Queenslander Philip Thompson is Australia's youngest MP.
Never in my dreams, wildest dreams or nightmares, did I think that I'd be a member of parliament, ever. I was a bit of a rat bag as a kid. I grew up in a broken home, so single mum raising three kids. I rebelled a lot. I pushed the limits a lot.
The Liberal member for Herbert left school before graduating to become a concreter. He later enrolled in night school to complete the education he needed to join the Defence Force. After serving in East Timor, the infantry soldier was deployed to Afghanistan in 2009.
We suffered a loss in Ben Renato, who was killed on the 18th of July, and Paul Warren lost his leg. And then later on in October, I was blown up by an IED. I still can't hear out of my ear. I had a traumatic brain injury. I was diagnosed with mental illness. I went into a dark kind of place for a couple of years, and then I had to try and figure out and claw my way out. My wife or girlfriend then at the time gave me a big kick in the backside, and you know, took me to the mirror and kind of said, "Who are you?" I didn't know who I was.
With the help of his family and the Invictus Games, Philip turned his post-traumatic stress into post-traumatic growth, going on to win Australia's most marginal seat at the last election.
I, from a low socioeconomic background, I have a disability, I have tattoos down my arms, I was an infantry private soldier, I'm nothing special at all. And if I can sit in this place and I can be a part of making change, anyone can.
But the title of Australia's youngest parliamentarian belongs to 25-year-old Green Senator Jordan Steele John.
I was a very nerdy kid, I think it's fair to say. Massive Harry Potter nerd. I was also a bit of a space nerd, and to complete the trifecta of coolness, so I was also a model train / steam nerd.
The Western Australian was unexpectedly catapulted to Canberra when two colleagues were forced from the Senate for being dual citizens. He says neither his age nor his wheelchair should define his abilities.
It was a moment for young people and for disabled people, and that actually a lot of societal stigmas and preconceived ideas about what are the roles of disabled people in our society were about to be confronted very quickly.
The outspoken senator was recently criticised for describing his colleagues as a bunch of arsonists for debating the coal industry during the recent bushfires.
There's that snapback which goes, you're too young, you're too idealistic, you need to sit down, shut up, go away, learn some more information before you can then come back and be an adult in this space. And for want of a better word, that's bollocks. And it really needs to be challenged in the same way that the role of women in decision-making spaces, the role of people of colour in decision-making spaces needs to be challenged as well. Because the reality is that our parliament will only be able to function effectively when it represents the broad diversity of the community that it is elected to make decisions on behalf of. And it currently doesn't.
It's been a long journey to Canberra for his recently elected Tasmanian colleague, Claire Chandler.
I'd always been a politically interested young person. When I was on my Year 6 Canberra trip, actually, I came up here and I met with the Prime Minister at the time, who was John Howard, and met with a number of female members of Parliament as well. And I think it was that moment for me where I thought, hey, maybe this is something that I can do one day.
It was, and at 29, she is now Australia's youngest female senator and a role model for other young women.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't be what you can't see, and I like to think that being a young woman taking on this role as a senator, I can set the example to other young women that, yes, you can be elected to this place, you can do it all, so to speak. We don't want 150-odd people sitting in the House of Reps all with exactly the same life experiences, exactly the same background. We need that breadth of backgrounds. And that's not just about age, it's not just about gender, it's about where you're from, what you've done with your life previously, what your beliefs are, and what you're willing to stand up for here. I think if we have more diversity within this parliament, then we can have a true battle and exchange of ideas and come up with some great policies that will serve the Australian people well.
Brett Mason, SBS News.